Was the rubber mills there at 1903?
The rubber mills had just had a little shack, just a red shack. Yeah, they started, they made raincoats and that there. And then they started making shoes.
And was Funk in charge at that time, at the beginning?
Yeah, I believe Funk, I think old Funk was the first one.
And that was located where it is now?
Right now, yeah. One story shack. And they made shoes in there.
Rubber shoes?
Yeah, I worked there for a while. I worked there in 1907, I believe. 1908, I worked there.
What did you do?
Made shoes. We had to work 2 weeks for nothing. They called them strikers. If you could go in there and start making shoes, why, you worked with another fella and learned how to do it. You know, you worked 2 weeks and you didn't get paid, any pay at all. And then they give you 24 pair of tennis shoes to make or 12 pair of four-buckle overshoes. You used to have to lay your lining and put the cement on them at night before so that it would be dry, and then the next morning have that laid out, and your insoles and juniors and all the different things, and you had to maybe get your last, and you put your lining over and get that in, get your insole in there, and then put it over, and then put your ragsole on, and then your counter in the back, and then your vamp, and your uppers, and then your foxing, and your outsole. And you used to have to put that all on and roll it down and stitch it.
You would make the shoe from scratch, then?
From scratch, yes, yeah.
And you were supposed to make how many?
Well, when you start out, well, you just made about 12 pair. Well, I've made as high as 30 pair of overshoes.
In one day?
In one day. And if you made $18 a week, boy, I'll tell you what, that was a lot. And the guys used to get sore, you know, when you'd make that much money.
Who would get sore?
Well, the kids, the other guys that wasn't getting that many shoes, you know. And
well, you were paid by the piece?
Sure, every piece.
How much?
Well, I forget now just exactly how much we got paid by the piece, but I remember that one week I got $18 and the other guys get $13 and $15, and boy, they didn't like that at all, you know. My brother, he was working in the office there, and he was making out the lift for making shoes, and then they always used to say that he was favoring me, you know, and place of that there, why, he always made it tougher for me, because he didn't want to have that said. He'd give me the big sizes and real small sizes. The real small sizes is just as hard to make as the big sizes, the ones in between, where you could handle them good to the factory.
Was each finished product inspected?
Yes, after it was cured. You know, they take them and cure them. And you had to stamp them.
What do you mean, cured?
Cured. Put through the heat.
You make the shoe.
Yeah, and then? They put them into the oven, like an oven, you know, and cure them. In the morning, they'd open up them, and that their stuff would come in there, and boy, you'd get drunk from that. You'd get sick. You'd definitely get sick, and you'd definitely get drunk from the breathing of that. It wasn't ventilated, you know. Now they got it all together different. It's tough. You had to breathe all that. There was just blue in there. If it was cold, you know, you couldn't open the window or anything of that kind, because if you open the window, the shoe would get spoiled, you know, or dry out too fast, you know, and then it wouldn't stick.